What's up, y'all? Welcome back. Another episode of Lounge Talk with J1N. I got my sis Trina with me.
Hey,
back in the building, co-hosting, doing what she do. Man, it's been a long week.
What's going on, kid?
It's been a week, haven't it?
Yeah, it's been a week. We made it through. We made it through.
Listen,
we're on the cusp of another week.
Yeah, we are. It seems like time is going by.
Yeah.
Faster than normal. Is it just me?
Nope, it's not just you. It's like we blink and it's another month. We blink again and it's another week. We'll be Christmas shopping again in a minute.
Okay. Okay. Why don't I have my notification silence? Okay, we ain't doing that. And we ain't stopping the podcast either. We ain't stopping either. Okay, yeah. The days have been going by extremely fast. Yeah. And I feel like, man, you got to really take advantage of your 24 hours or you're going to look up. We're going to be in another month.
And it's going to be over.
It's going to be over.
And you ain't worked out. You ain't met no goals for the day. None of that. So make use of your time. Use your time wisely, right?
You got to.
We're going to look up and we're going to be in the summer. And then, like what I said before, Jay, we're going to be Christmas shopping in a second.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, that's my thing. I say that all the time. We're going to be Christmas shopping in a minute.
Yeah.
Christmas time is coming. Believe that. Because I say that at the end of every year. It'll be Christmas again in a minute. Because time is just, it'll be January. Do you look up? We in the summer. Next thing you know, we in the fall. And it's like, then you looking back with a whole bunch of regret. Like,
if I hadn't done it. Right.
Because I'm getting back in the gym. Trying to drop some weight because I'm trying to get better, y'all. I'm trying. Mm-hmm. And I keep telling myself, I don't want to look up December 31st and be like, man, what if I had a never missed a gym day?
Right.
And I had all these months. Like, y'all know how it is.
We're
procrastinators by nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's a spirit I got to break. It's hard to break that.
You got to discipline yourself. But I can't speak for you because I'm the same way. Yeah. We didn't get that skinny gene we talk about all the time, kid.
No, we did not. I, you know, and that's one thing that I wish that I had got, but I ain't get. I got the height. I think Pops for the height for sure.
Yeah.
But that skinny gene, I don't know where it went.
I don't know where it went.
You kind of froze a little bit. You froze?
Yeah, I froze. I am a little bit frozen. I didn't know if that was you or if that was me.
That's you.
Oh man, that's crazy. Turn my camera off, kid. Or do I gotta turn my own camera off?
You gotta turn your camera off, turn it back on.
Oh man, it won't even let me.
You see, y'all, let me tell y'all something. This is real as it's gonna get. Wait a minute, what happened? Did we lose her? She gonna have to come back in. This is ghetto. But yeah, like I said, y'all, time is moving faster and faster. And we gotta take advantage of our 24 hours. If we don't take advantage of our 24 hours, time is gonna pass us by, man. Time is gonna pass us by. I was just talking to somebody and I said, man, it feel like I was 21 yesterday. It legit feels like I was 21 yesterday. And now I look up, I'll be 30 in May. And it's just crazy. It's crazy. Y'all get what I'm saying. Y'all get it. Now, where is she at? You lucky to people listening. You lucky to people listening.
Oh my God.
People on YouTube, y'all gonna have a field day with this one.
Oh yeah. Sorry about that, y'all. I don't know what happened.
You see, she in Canada. That is some stuff. See, that Wi-Fi in Canada. I don't know.
Yeah, like I didn't mention that last time, did I, Jay? Like I met my husband and we got married and he is Canadian. So then I moved to Toronto. So I currently reside in Toronto, Canada.
Yeah. And how are you liking it in Toronto? Like how is that?
Oh, it's a change. It feels like big city. Like in comparison to St. Louis, it's big city. It's a big city moment for sure. But I love it.
Right, right.
Am I still? All right,
child,
am I,
so before we get, before
am
we
I
get
still to, delayed a little bit, or are we good?
We good. We good. Oh, we rolling. Okay. We okay. good.
Okay.
Now, before we start this thing off, we're gonna start off with a little scripture, give y'all a little something, something. And yeah, so since what's the scripture of the day? What we rocking with today?
The scripture of the day is Philippians 4:19, and it reads, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Just a reminder, y'all, that the Lord is going to supply every need that you have, and he will take care of you, right? Don't ever think or ever doubt that the Lord is with you. Don't ever doubt or think that the Lord does not see your need. He sees your need, and the word of God says that he shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So if you're saved and you love the Lord Jesus, then automatically all your needs are going to be met. And that's a good place to say amen.
And that's a good place to and that's a good place to have some comfort too, is knowing that, you know, God is gonna supply our needs. You know, that's how I make it every day. Honestly, I don't see how y'all live y'all day to day and y'all don't have a word in y'all heart, because I wouldn't be able to make it. I wouldn't be able to make no skits. I wouldn't be able to be where I am right now if it wasn't for God being there to supply all of my needs.
Yes,
you know.
It just speaks to the fact that the Lord is—he's faithful. He's faithful to his promises.
Yeah,
he's faithful.
Yeah.
He'll do exactly what he said he will do when he says he will do it. You know, and when we trust and put our faith in him, he'll take care of his own. He's a father. He's a good father.
He always takes care of his own, and I think that, you know, that's something that we tend to forget, is that God is going to take care of us. He's gonna provide for us even when we feel like he's not there, or we in our silent season, you know. So that was a good scripture. When I ain't say preach. Now you tried to go there. You tried.
Well, you know, some of y'all are tuned in because you are saved like we are, and you believe that the Lord will take care of you, because indeed he will. And it is a reminder, because sometimes we forget. Yeah. We'll forget. We get caught up in the things of life. We get caught up in going to work or doing life or having children or doing married life or whatever the day-to-day, your day-to-day is. And we forget that worry has no place, because the Lord shall supply. He will all of your needs.
That's right. So don't forget.
You know, give me a moment. I'm going to preach.
Oh yeah, we know that. That's why I got to keep on talking. So Easter is coming up. Easter.
Man.
Are y'all really ready for Easter? Now, a lot of people now, let's keep it real. A lot of people don't celebrate it. If you don't celebrate it, I ain't even talking to you. If you don't celebrate it, but if you grew up in the church.
Yep.
If you grew up in the church, Easter was a big deal to us growing up. Let's keep it real. Easter was a big deal.
Yeah,
you're talking about going to Payless. Getting your outfit, and on Saturday now, Payless was packed that Saturday before Easter.
Yes, sir.
And then you're going to Payless. You see everybody you know, cute people from school, shopping with their parents. You know what I'm saying? You picking your outfit out. It was an occasion. And I don't even think Easter hit nowadays like it used to hit when we was growing up.
I don't think so, man, because everybody shop online now. Yeah. Like everybody shops online. So Amazon, we're going to see the Amazon trucks flying back and forth. But, I mean, the in-store shopping just not what it used to be. I mean, the Kmarts and the Paylesses and Walmart wasn't really around back then. But we had, you know, we had the Kmarts and the Payless, and JCPenney's was still big back then, and it still is. You know, mom used to have to buy your clothes in Husky, Jay. You know, the size Husky. Mom used to be like, if you find him some pants, make sure they say Husky on them, because, you know, you was a little chunk.
Yeah, I was. And you ain't going to get too many more times to come at me. Now, I didn't let you slide. Now, this is a warning, and I'm telling y'all, this is real, because I love my sister. But y'all remember the last episode, for those of y'all that are tuning in, she came at me a few times, and now I'm letting it ride. We're going to let it ride.
Y'all.
Because you be trying to get off on me. And we ain't gonna do that.
The shopping was serious though. I'm joking around about, but
no,
the shopping
you
was
tried me.
Serious.
You tried me. Yeah, I was though. Let's keep it real. I had to have a flat black shoe because my feet. You know what I'm saying? I had to shop in Husky. Yes, I did. But man, it was a freaking experience, bro.
Yeah.
Like the Easter bags, like getting the candy. Man. Waking up on Sunday morning, you had to wait till after church to get the candy. And now we really didn't have Easter speeches like that because we didn't grow up. We grew up Baptist. So Baptist kids, we didn't grow up. We didn't have Easter speeches.
No.
Like,
but we had to sing songs. Somebody had Easter solo was definitely a thing.
Yeah.
You didn't really have Easter solo, but me and our bigger sister.
I ain't care for all that. Yeah. I wanted candy.
You did.
That's why I was shopping in Husky. That's why I was in Husky.
See, don't
Husky
talk about
candy. That's the truth, though. That's why we in Husky. That's why what you said was valid. Yeah. Yeah. But what's your true thoughts on the people that don't really that don't celebrate Easter? Like,
well, we call them CME saints, right? You know, those are the saints that come to church on Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter. Those are the three holidays you can plan on the church being packed because the CME saints are gonna pack the house out,
right?
But it's like with Easter, for those who don't celebrate it, outside of the fact that we're celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, that's the main thing. So a lot of people who aren't saved, they don't care about that part. They're only thinking about the boiled eggs and the Easter egg hunts and things like that. But
man,
for those who don't
people want to be on, people be talking about, oh my God, it's a pagan holiday. You celebrating eggs. I said, no, we celebrate it for different reasons.
Yeah, we did.
We celebrate the death, burial, and the resurrection.
One, yes, sir. Lord.
You know, that's why we celebrate it. We don't celebrate it for no other reason.
No.
You know?
No.
And if you don't. I tell people this all the time. Just like the people that tell me they don't celebrate Thanksgiving or Christmas. I bet not see you pick up one turkey leg. I bet not see you eat 1 ounce of dressing.
Yeah.
If you're watching this and you tell me you don't celebrate these holidays, I bet not see you open a good... But I bet you on Christmas time, you don't celebrate Christmas. Let somebody walk up to you and say, oh my God, I want to give you this gift of $1,000.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, they receive.
I want to give this to you because I felt the Lord has led me to give it to you. You gonna reject it, huh? Are you gonna reject it? I think not. Y'all kill me with this stuff. Y'all kill me with that.
Yeah.
I don't celebrate Christmas. Let the number be right. You'll celebrate. And then I did a video about it. Somebody gonna say in the comment section, "Well, I wouldn't take the money."
Come on
Stop
now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You know you're going to take that money.
You would take it.
You know what I'm saying? I just think people get a little too deep about things like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like Halloween. We couldn't celebrate Halloween growing up.
No, sir. What we have, Jay?
Hallelujah. And that's how I was growing up black,
though. Hallelujah parties.
Even
that's
if you celebrated Halloween growing up in your household, you still went to the church. You stopped by the church. And you celebrated Hallelujah night.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It was a healthy alternative.
Yes. And that's what our mom would say all the time. You can't take away as children. Mm-mm. You can't take away something from a child and not replace it with something and then teach them why you took it away. Like that was a very important point for our parents. Like they explained to us the reasoning of why we don't celebrate Halloween, but then they also gave us a healthy alternative. Like, we're not doing that, but we will do this, and we'll keep celebrating the Lord and pray for people who are out there trick-or-treating and pray for their safety tonight. You know what I mean? So you have to have the right approach, and you have to use wisdom, right? A lot of people, they're not using wisdom.
No, they ain't using no wisdom.
Mm-mm.
You know, but you know, As you get older, you realize that it was fun. It was fun, man. And we really wasn't missing out on nothing.
No, you wasn't.
You wasn't missing out on nothing.
No, you wasn't.
You know, that was the biggest lie. You missing out on trick-or-treating and all that stuff. We still got candy.
Yeah, we did.
That's all we care. Kids care about candy anyway. Like,
yeah.
You still got to dress up. You couldn't dress up as no witch or no warlock. You couldn't dress up as like a bloody vampire or nothing like that.
No.
You know, they weren't having that. But at the end of the day, we still went home with bags of candy, and it was a healthy alternative. So I saw nothing wrong with Hallelujah, and I actually loved it. Nothing. And I wouldn't change nothing about it.
Nothing. Not one single bit. Not one single bit.
Nope.
But just getting back to that Easter topic, when we talk about Easter and we talk about the night before, see, you thinking about Payless and the Husky shopping and clothes.
Yeah.
But for us as girls, baby, the hot comb was on the stove. Mm-hmm. Mom was hot combing our hair, setting us in them curlers, all the ruffles and all the dresses.
You could smell that hot comb across the house. You could smell it.
Mama, what about that blue magic? The real ones know what I'm talking about. Right. That blue magic grease. My mama was a pro when it came to that hot comb. Our hair was slick. I'm talking about straight. Now, did the curl last? Absolutely not. It lasted for about the pictures, about 20 minutes for the pictures. But after that, you know, you was looking kind of rough on Easter. But it was the same way for the guys. Yeah.
It was the same way for the fellas. Like,
it was all about the pictures. Once we did the pictures, Jay, I wish we had that one picture of me, you, and our big sis on the front. You remember on the front lawn? And we and Anna had on jackets and our ruffled dresses.
Yeah.
You don't remember.
Yeah, I vaguely. The one where I was standing with my legs spread apart, like out in front of y'all.
Yeah.
That was a classic picture. Yeah.
That's what it was about.
I would pull that up on stream if I don't have it. But man, like, you know, people don't understand, like, even though we grew up as PKs, like, we still have fun. Like, we have fun. Like,
we had loads of fun.
Man, to keep it real, people wanted to come to our house.
They did.
People wanted to come over our house. My friends from school, everybody, I never forget. I was in high school, and I was a senior. And there's some people that's listening that's going to remember this. Everybody, we did this thing where we would go to different seniors' houses to have a party after the games on Friday nights. So one Friday was one person, next Friday is another person. So we had practice during the week. I'm like, man, y'all should come to my crib. Like, they're like, oh yeah, I'm like, yes. And my mama gonna cook, you know, we gonna be chilling, y'all can stay the night, you know what I'm saying? They was like, all right, cool. Now a lot of times these guys are used to all the other extracurricular stuff that go on, like the drinking and all that stuff, used to women, because I'm like, my mama, she ain't playing with the women. There ain't no girls coming through the house, you know, but we're gonna have some good clean fun. They come over, man, and we packed it out. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember. We walked in. I remember when mom told us that the whole football team coming over. I was like, I gotta get out of here. I walked in and we had a huge living room.
Oh man, when y'all walked
in, I couldn't even get through our front porch. It was feet. All I remember is seeing feet and boys just spread out under everything. Yeah. They were under the table. They were in the corner. They was all on the couches. And then remember when mom made the food? Mom was like, "Y'all better come get y'all food for them boys."
Down. She showed out that day.
She did. She truly did.
She showed. I mean, she had what you call them, the tables set up.
Yes.
And she had chicken. She had everything because we like to eat. Like, we were football players. Like, and I remember distinctively, y'all was coming in. We all playing the game, y'all.
Yeah.
Sitting there in the front room. It had to be at least 20 of us.
Yeah, it was a lot of y'all. It was more than that.
More than that.
Yeah,
man, and I remember it's just like the barbershop guys. Y'all know what I'm talking about. When a girl walk in the barbershop and everybody get quiet, it was just like that when my sister and this other girl from our that grew up with us at the time, they come walking in, and all you could hear was that controller's flicking, quiet. And people used to always tell me, like, man, your sister. I'm like, bro, my sister, she out your league, brother. She's not now interested in neither one of y'all. But I said all that to say, man, we had good fun, and it wasn't no smoking, it wasn't no drinking, it wasn't no girls running through the house, crazy stuff happened. Nobody was getting in trouble. And yeah. I swear, after that day, a lot of my teammates was like, bro, that was some good. That was some fun. Your mama threw down. Like
yeah.
she was. And they knew that my dad was a pastor. So one of the guys, what'd you say?
No, I'm agreeing with you. I said, oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, one of the guys started cuss. He said a cuss word or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the captains on our football team said, hey, we don't do this. We in the pastor house. We in the pastor house. Don't be saying no cuss words. I was like, man, like, I was glad to be that example that you can have good, clean fun, have a time in your life, and it don't take all of that.
No,
you know what I'm saying, and I think you know I gained a lot more respect from my peers because they also saw a side of me that they never really saw because I was virtually quiet in high school. Anybody that could tell you, like, I was to myself, like, I played football, I worked
but
out.
But Jay, that also speaks to your young listeners, right? Those the young people that are followers of yours and they listen to you and they watch you, that you don't have to compromise to have a good time. Like, you don't have to compromise your integrity, your character, who you are, what you believe in order to have a good time. And honestly, people respect you for that. Like they people respect you more when you stand on your standards and you stand on what you believe. Then people you teach people how to treat you. When you do that, you get respect from people and your integrity stays intact. And I think that's
important. Yeah. And when you gotta be yourself, and when you try to be something other than who you are, it's always gonna show.
It's always gonna show, man.
And I tried to be that person at one point. I tried to be cool, tried to fit in, tried to be like, embarrassed that, you know what I'm saying? Not embarrassed that your parents are in ministry, but you get what I'm saying. A lot of times people treat you differently when your parents are in ministry, like you can't have fun.
Yes.
I was never embarrassed of my parents. Like, my parents, I had the coolest parents. We got the coolest parents ever. Like,
still
they brought us up the right way. They did it the right way. But you know, when you're around your peers and you young, and people know your family, like on the sideline one time, we having a football game, and I got amped, and I got mad. I said, man, this dude said, man, you're supposed to be praying for us. You ain't supposed to be getting all amped like that. I said, man, I said, what you mean? I said, no, I'm amped like you. I'm ready to take somebody's head off. He said, nah, man, you can't do that. You can't do that.
See?
And I was like, man, but that's the stuff that we went through, like, growing up as PK. It's like an up and down thing. Like, you had proud moments, and then you had moments where you still proud, but you like, bro, I'm trying to, I can.
Yeah, no.
I can bankhead bounce up in here. Like,
not you know, the bankhead bounce. Now you're showing our age, but it's true.
It's true.
It's the ups and downs, the nuances that come with growing up saved and not being exposed to the foolishness. I remember just me growing up, there were certain dad didn't let us listen to all the crazy secular music. Like, we had our pick. Like, he let us listen to certain ones. For example, NSYNC. Right.
Yeah,
it had to be clean. It had to be clean. If it was secular, it had to be clean and innocent. But if it wasn't no bye, if it wasn't nothing like that, if it wasn't, he let us into a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But people would be like, did you hear that one song? And I'd be like, nah. We grew up holy, saved.
Yeah. And you know what, though? You know what?
Set apart.
I want to let all of the listeners out there to know that's watching this and listening to this. Like, I accepted the lameness. Like, if I'm lame, I'm lame.
Yes, Jay.
You know, I can't control my upbringing. I can't control the fact that I grew up in a household where I'm a PK. You know, if time was different and I grew up in the hood, I would have a hood story.
Yes,
but after a while, you got to learn to accept the fact that who you are. You got to learn to accept the truth.
Jay, let me tell you this one time. So we grew up mainly in the county of St. Louis. If you know about St. Louis County, you know what's the difference between
shout out to Lord
Castle Point,
Castle
Point, Hazelwood,
Moline Acres.
Okay, that was our stomping grounds. That was our area.
We ain't done no more.
Off St. Charles Rock Road. You got St. Anne, St. John.
Shout out to Chambers. That 7-Eleven on Chambers. Boy, them 7-Eleven, them slushies used to hit, didn't they?
Wait,
Jamie. I ain't mean to cut you off, but boy, we used to be walking. Boy, we used to walk to that 7-Eleven. That's why I'm so spread out now. Like you say, spread out. That's why I'm so shout out, spread out now, because eating them hot Cheetos and drinking them slushies out of 7-Eleven.
Wait, you remember we used to get the Sprites and put the Skittles at the bottom of them?
Ooh, man. But we got the exercise in because we walked to the 7-Eleven. That was like a 10-minute walk.
Yeah.
It was about 10 minutes. Yeah, it was a hill. It was a hill, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that heel get you coming back, but going it was real cool. We used to have our chips and stuff, eating it on the anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, finish your thought. Yeah.
Go ahead. I was talking about how we grew up mainly in the county, and I remember distinctively me and my sister was at the grocery store, and these guys, God bless their heart, they were hood, right? They came in the grocery store sagging. We was picking up some stuff from mom.
Yeah, heathen.
And they were trying to talk. They were trying to holler at us, you know, being guys. And we was like, they wanted to ask for our number. And me and my sister was like, no, thank you. Like, we was just real respectful, you know. They was like, man, we knew y'all was some county girls. Y'all county girls. Y'all too. Y'all nice. Y'all real. Them city girls, they ain't nice to us. At least y'all said no, thank you. And we was like, well, why would we be rude to you?
They were some nice guys.
Yeah, they knew, you know how people go in stores and they know they don't belong, so they was looking around, looking all, that's how they was. And it's just like when you grow up like that, you accept the fact that I was raised in a very pure environment, in a very well-nurtured environment, and people notice that, you know, and they recognize that, and then either they respect it or they disrespect it based on how you carry it out, you know what I mean? Because we could have very well been acting like we were hood girls, but we weren't, you know,
right?
And we owned that, you know, and it was like a badge of honor. It's like moments we'll never forget. Like, man, people can actually see a difference in you when you are raised a certain way.
Yeah, they can feel it. Yeah, and I would tell anybody out there, like, just embrace it, because people can feel when you're faking it. You know, if you grew up in the hood, even the people that try to fake, like, you can fake like you holy. You can fake like,
absolutely.
You can fake like you that. People can smell that and sense that a mile away. I had to get to a point in my life where I'm like, man, I ain't got nothing to be ashamed about.
No.
I'm not ashamed that, you know, that my parents, they kept us from a lot of stuff. It wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes people confuse, you know, you being godly or you having a relationship with Christ to you being perfect.
Yeah.
Like, they
blur the lines a lot. But I remember even growing up where people would be like, and then I also kind of saw this like trickling through my career where people would be surprised that I grew up in a two-parent household. Like, we'd be in
school.
Talk
about that.
We would be in school. Yeah, we'd be in school, and I'd be like, man, my dad gonna get me for these bad grades. Or I'd be like, man, my mama and my daddy gonna put me on punishment. They'd be like, your mama and your daddy? Like, you ain't, your parents still married? Like, yeah.
Right.
And they happily married? I'd be like, yeah. And even in my professional years, the microaggressions where people would be like, oh, Katrina, people, you know, that, like, people would say, oh, I don't think your parents would be too happy with that, or your parents are still married, and they'll say stuff like that. And I'll be like, why wouldn't they be?
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's just that when that two-parent household is just wasn't common. And it really still ain't common. Because our parents would be going on 35 years married. Shout out to them.
Right.
That shout out to them to be happily married 35 years and counting. Mm-hmm. And currently giving us marriage advice on
how to love ourselves.
Yeah.
And then you get these people the flip side of it. These people that want to make you feel bad because you had two parents in the household.
I'm supposed
to walk around with my head hung low.
Right.
This is for all you people out there that want to make people feel bad because they had a solid upbringing. What you want me to do? You want me to go outside and shoot somebody? What you want me to do? What I got to do to earn your respect? What I got to go rob a bank? What I got to go stick up a gas station?
Yeah, like we weak or something.
Right. like it's some badge of honor to grow up, you know, without you know, like it's.
Yeah. It's all right.
Stuff really made me mad, y'all. I start stuttering.
Man, it did.
I didn't get a life, man.
You may have experienced that.
I'm grateful for that.
Same.
You know?
Same.
And if you out there, you had the same thing, you should be grateful. I've literally had conversations with people that will throw shade at you. Well, that's because you had both parents in the house. So that's because you had a good, solid upbringing. You ain't grow up in the struggle. I heard they said about Steph Curry, basketball player. Steph Curry, dad, Dale Curry played in the NBA. Mama is Sonya Curry. They both grew up, you know, he grew up with both parents in the household. As opposed to somebody like LeBron, who grew up, his mama raised him. He didn't have a relationship with his father. So when he got to this point to where he was rising to fame and got his time in the sun in the league, everybody was saying, everybody was more reluctant to celebrate LeBron than Steph because they like Steph already had it handed to him. He had a daddy to show him the ropes and he had an Ian, he had a millionaire daddy and it's a lot easier. And LeBron had to fight and claw his way up. But why do we villainize Steph for having help, for having both parents?
Yes.
Are you stupid? Are you dumb?
Yeah.
Why are you villainize this man for having good parents?
Yeah. Like, and his parents that set him up for success.
And God blessing him like that. That's a blessing, man.
Because quite contrary to popular opinion or belief, everybody that's raised in a two-parent household don't turn out well. So let's just put that on the table as well. Just because I rephrase it for the people in the back. Let's use the presidents for example. We're not going to use Obama because there's nothing that came out about his children. But let's just use Bill Clinton for example. I'm aging myself a little bit, but
came out about one of his daughters. She smoked cigarettes, and we didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, that's a cigarette. Yeah, that ain't a narcotic. Yeah.
You should have seen them comments. People were saying they saw her. Was it
well? They were ready to crucify her. Period.
The tall, skinny one. What's her name? Was that Malia or Sasha? Which one? The tall, skinny one.
I think that's Sasha.
Smoking Newports. She was smoking Newport Long.
Well, they was talking of.
And she was smoking Newport Longs, having a conversation with the hunchback, and she was. Face full of smoke. Just turn that cigarette up. Hold on. Just wait a minute. I felt some type of way. I said, you smoking cigarettes?
Well,
I thought more of you.
Obama smoke.
Yeah, I know. But I was kind of like, okay, cigarettes. Oh, go ahead.
They ain't putting none. But to your point, Bill Clinton's daughter, Chelsea Clinton, for example, was in the tabloids every other week for something. And both of her parents was in the household. We'll just use them as an example. Mm-hmm. So we can't say that just because people grew up in a two-parent household that they got the red carpet rolled out for them and they got a silver spoon in their mouth. Yeah, but they could very well tarnish the silver spoon if they don't use it right. Steph Curry just happens to be a decent human being that actually heeded to the teachings of his father and became successful, but that's not everybody's story. So I agree with you 1,000%. Why do we villainize people who grew up in healthy environments and turned out well? Because everybody don't.
And you are 100% right with that, man. Like people normally they go the opposite route.
Yeah.
You got both parents in the household, everything. You see it all the time with, you know, people that are multimillionaires, even billionaires, like, they kids always end up wilding out because it's like they want to find identity.
Yeah.
They want to bring something to the table too, you know. And in my mind, I would think if my daddy was a billionaire, I would be like, man, nah, I'm a laying daddy money. But you don't know unless you in it. Like, oh, you don't know what it feels like for somebody to say you and your daddy's shadow and you just spending daddy money. Like, yeah, a lot of them lose their mind trying to figure out, man, what can I bring to the table? What's my gifts? Like, it's not because about the money at that point.
No, Jay. And, you know, a lot of people, they get high off of the privilege.
Yeah.
The privilege that comes with having a proverbial silver spoon in your mouth. The privilege for not having to work for anything or to make something make sense because your parents had everything figured out for you. So then you become like spoiled. And then in that causes rebellion because then you breed this sense of entitlement. Like, you don't have to do anything because everything is paved out for you. So there's the flip side of that too. Just, you know, absolutely.
Yeah. Solar eclipse is happening. And you said you had some thoughts about that, so you can go ahead and spearhead that and get everybody hip on what's about to happen with this eclipse and them.
So the solar eclipse, not the solar, Jay, it's the lunar eclipse.
Oh, the lunar.
It's the lunar.
I would call it solar too. Don't even do that. Go ahead.
And I stand corrected, but I do believe it's the lunar eclipse, and it's happening on April 8th. And it is said to have spread across somewhere like 8 cities. All of those cities. I wish we had the clip, like the TikTok or Instagram clip. It's Nineveh across the US. They're like different states, but there's Nineveh. It's hitting Nineveh on the entire line.
And it's going to happen March 24th?
No, April 8th is the one that's happening. Well, I'm in Toronto, so I believe it's happening April 8th.
Okay.
Are you saying? Okay. Yeah. And one of the cities is going across. It's called Rapture. It's one of the cities. It's called Rapture. Rapture, Indiana. Okay. Yeah. And it is just, it's very interesting. It's very interesting because we know when we look at Nineveh in the Bible, that was the city that Jonah, what the Lord told the prophet Jonah to go and preach to. You remember Jonah said, I ain't doing it because if I doing it, you a great and merciful God, you'll forgive them and they'll repent. And so Jonah said,
headed for destruction.
Yeah. Jonah said, I'm going the opposite way. And that's when the Lord prepared the fish to swallow Jonah up. But the people are saying this is the scuttlebug on the street. I personally, I'm just saying what the people are saying, that they believe that it is a sign from the Lord and that it is giving people, that the Lord is trying to get people to repent, that he is telling people that now is the time to be repenting. So I believe that as well. I believe that we are living in the end times and that the Lord is using all signs and wonders. He's pulling everything out so that people can understand that you need to be repenting. It's happening. Definitely. April 8th. Are y'all going to be watching? I hope y'all be watching. If you're saved,
and you said it's happening when?
April 8th, Jay. I think it's April 8th.
April 8th. Okay.
Yeah, April 8th. If we Google it.
Yeah.
Sorry, let me see.
Nah, it's a real thing. You say what?
No, and maybe you was right. It is no, Jay, you was right. It is solar. It's the solar eclipse. You was right. April 8th.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Solar eclipse, April 8th. Yeah.
The solar eclipse on April 8th.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's been a lot of stuff happening. You know, the Bible talks about there'll be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, like,
yes,
you know, in the last days before the coming of the Lord. And it's like, man, there's been a lot of stuff that have been happening in the skies as of late. And everybody wanted to disguise everything as aliens and stuff like that. But you got to remember, too, and this is just me talking, y'all. Y'all ain't got to take this for fact. This is just how my mind works. So I want to say that. I want to preface my comments by saying this is just my mind. Fallen angels did fall.
Yes, they did.
So, and that was a spiritual occurrence that actually happened.
Yes, it did.
And you got to remember that Satan, this is his domain.
Yes.
He's a prince and a power of the earth on this earth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I believe in the last, I believe that when the Lord was talking about signs and the sun, it was like there's really going to be real supernatural occurrences that is going to happen. And people really are not going to understand mm-hmm. why they are happening. You know?
Yes.
I'm going to take it there. Even with the rapture of the church.
We're living in prophetic times.
With the rapture of the church. I heard Cat Williams say, I think it was on Joe Rogan's podcast. No. It wasn't that. I'm sorry. X that out. It wasn't Cat Williams. I heard somebody say mm-hmm. that they were going to, like, when the rapture of the church does happen, people are going to think that it's aliens abducting us. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we living in that time now where people are high on aliens and thinking mm-hmm. that could happen. Aliens are real, alien abduction. So you got to think that as a believer, when a rapture of the church actually happens, people are going to say it was alien abduction.
Yes.
People are, that's just the facts. People are going to think that.
Yes, they are.
I can see it on CNN.
You can see
millions of people missing. Possible alien attack. Could it be, you know? And people are still going to be so oblivious to that. Like, do you agree with that in a sense?
I agree. 100%. 100% agree with it. You know, it's going to be a sight to behold. And though for those of us who are saved, the Bible tells us to look up because our redemption draweth nigh. Mm-hmm. So we know the truth. And we one thing this world can never say was we didn't try to tell them or we didn't try to forewarn them of what this would be. Or what is going to take place in these last times. But you have to have ears to hear. And that is that's always been my prayer, Jay, is that people have ears to hear and that the Lord would take away the hearts of stone and give them hearts of flesh so that they can truly be able to understand and awaken to the times we are living in, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I think
so there's
going to
be more wonderful things happening, but the Lord is trying to
look at the state of. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What'd you say?
No, go ahead. I'm done. You said look at the state of.
I was going to say just look at the state of the church now, mm-hmm. and where we are. People are falling away from the church.
Yeah.
People are leaving the churches, y'all. Under the sound of my voice, pastors are quitting. Yeah. You know. And they are giving up. I read something the other day where a pastor was like, I'm done. I'm leaving. He left his church high and dry. He ain't come back. And they said, when Bible study? He said, ain't none. You know, like people are
not funny,
people are tired. But the Bible talks about that. There's gonna be a great fall on the way. Like people,
yes, it talks about it. Yes, yes.
Not we ain't talking about people that's unsaved. We talking about saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost people that's gonna feel like. No, yeah. I don't believe in this no more. Mm. You know, and we in a time now people want to hear what they want to hear. Nobody want to hear the truth.
Yes, the Bible calls it itching ears.
Yeah.
The Bible calls it itching ears. Like they have itching ears. Yeah. They want to be pacified. People want to hear what makes them feel good.
Yeah.
And the word of God is not coming to make you feel good. Even Jesus said himself, I come to draw a line. I'm paraphrasing. Between the son and the daughter,
mm-hmm.
but between a mother and the son, excuse me, the father and his son, family members, there's going to be a division.
Yes.
Because either you're going to follow the Lord wholeheartedly or you're not.
Yeah.
Right. And we can't. And that is your decision. That's a decision that you and I must make daily to take up our cross, as the Bible says.
And it's a daily walk. This is not.
Yeah.
This is not a sprint, it's a marathon, man.
Yeah.
I have to die daily. I have to get up every morning and say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, mm-hmm. help me. Sometimes mm-hmm. in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because God knows that we are human beings. He knows that sometimes we're gonna fall.
Mm-hmm.
You may think something wrong once a week. You may have a certain thought, but it's a daily thing, you know, living in this flesh and bone body.
Yes.
You know, because people will try you. People will push you to your limit, whether you're mm-hmm. on these jobs, mm-hmm. grocery store, driving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes people will say a cuss word driving and you don't even cuss.
Yeah.
Somebody cuts you off wrong, get ready to hit you. You start saying stuff.
Some slip out.
Like, some slip out. And that's okay. Like, because you are human, and in the moment you have to just, Bible says, be angry but sin not.
Yes.
Now, yes. Don't misquote me. I ain't say you can just cuss people out. I ain't say that.
No.
I said we all fall short sometimes and we slip, you know. Mm-hmm. But be angry and sin not. And that's another thing. People mm-hmm. confuse anger with sin too. A lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you're angry all the time, that's flesh. That's an issue.
Yeah.
You need to get that resolved. And some of y'all are angry all the time.
All the time.
And that's a spirit setting you up. It's setting you up for destruction.
Yeah.
You know, but man, look, we definitely are in the last days. And y'all better get right with the Lord and get right with him quick. Because when he come back, I'm going to go up and I'm going to be looking at you. Saying, you messed up. I'm going.
No, I can't stay around for you because we done. What you doing?
I'm saying I'm going.
We would have done our part. It's our part to, the Bible calls us ambassadors. Okay. Yeah. If I'm an ambassador for Christ.
Yeah.
Then what, if you just think about it in the natural, what does an ambassador to a nation do? They represent the nation that they were sent from. Yeah. They tell you they stand for the laws of that nation, the principles of that nation, the precepts of that nation, and they're going to tell you everything that that nation stands for.
That's right.
And that's who we are. We're here to declare everything that the Lord stands for and everything he don't stand for. And you can't get mad at us. You got to take it up with him. But on that day, when the trumpet does sound, glory to God, you're gonna have to, everybody is gonna have to take account for their own self.
Yeah,
and you can't be upset with us because we tried to told you, you know. We tried
not to be like boastful about it, like,
or negative,
but it's the truth, you know.
It's just the truth.
But the fact is, some people are gonna be in hell because the Bible says it.
Lord help us.
That's just the facts. We gotta stop running away from this.
Yeah.
Somebody going.
Wait, now, I'm not trying to laugh, but boy, you are just silly.
This is a reality, and everybody ain't gonna make it.
Lord help us.
And I know a few people in my head right now that might as well get comfortable.
Okay, that's okay. That's enough.
That's enough. God created me to tell it like it is. I'm an ambassador for him, and he know it. He know my heart. Mm-hmm. Everybody ain't going. Let's make that.
Narrow is the way that leads to righteousness, and what the
word
is
narrow for some people. It's real.
Is the way that leads to destruction.
Yeah,
that's what the word says. That means it's going to be easier to go to destruction than it is to righteousness. But we got to keep our eyes on the Lord.
But that don't have to be you if you listen to this or you watch it on YouTube. You don't have to be that person. You don't got to be in that number. You know. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy lifestyle. I'm not going to tell you that following Jesus is going to be easy because it's not. But that's what makes it beautiful. That's what makes it worth it, is that now you may struggle now, but when you transition, you're going to be so happy that you sacrificed now.
Yes. You know?
But once you get into it, once you had that relationship with him, it's so much sweeter on the other side.
Yes. You know?
You're going to realize
a moment and speak to the people who may not know the Lord Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, that the Bible declares in John 3:16, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. It's a free gift.
Yes, that's right.
All you have to do is receive the gift and walk by faith. And when you do that, if you receive the free gift, you're saved.
Yeah.
You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, my friend, you are saved. Yeah. And it is our prayer tonight that the Holy Spirit will lead you, that the Holy Spirit will guide you, that whomever is listening to this podcast, that we pray that the Lord will give you an encounter with him that will forever change the trajectory of your life. I just had to end it.
I'm going
to
tell you something.
The Holy Spirit leading me that route.
And I'm going to tell y'all something that no other comedian or content creator, entertainer going to tell you. They ain't giving you the real, like I'm giving it to you. on Lounge Talk with J1A. They ain't telling you what I'm telling you. I want your soul saved.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it's cool. I love it. I love walking with Christ. I love having a relationship with him. It challenges me, you know, to be better every single day.
Yes.
You know, I've seen my sister Trina, she's seen it. Everybody's calling show coming. We all are the same.
Yes.
But the difference is there are some people that wake up and make a conscientious decision to not be the same way they was yesterday. That every day we constantly getting better.
Yes.
You know, we all in this together. Whether you are atheist, you a non-believer, I'm on your I'm on your team. I'm with you. I love you. I want your soul right, and I want you right. And I had this conversation with my dad. I think with Apostle before. I said, "What if Jesus is not real? What if it's all fake? What if you die? You realize you just in utter darkness, and it's nothing." Then I said, we was like, well, you know, if it's nothing, then I can say I lived a good life.
Right.
I can say that it kept me abstinent. It kept me away from certain things that I would have got caught up in.
Yes.
There were times when I was getting in my word when I could have been at the club.
Yeah.
I could have been at that parking lot that got shut up. I could have been at that bowling alley that got shut up. I could have been somewhere I shouldn't have been.
Yes.
I could have been at the right place at the wrong time and something happened.
Yeah,
you know, so the word and God definitely kept me out of a lot of things that I would have been in.
Yes, sir.
You know, and he gives you that discernment to say, no, don't go here. No, don't do that. Don't go with them type of people. And then you'll turn on the news and find out, oh, I was just over there in that place. Somebody was shooting or somebody got broke out into a fight. Somebody died.
Yeah,
that's the grace of God. And that's the provision that he has for your life.
Yeah,
when you just walk with him.
Or how about when the Holy Spirit tells you to take a different route from work I got to tell this testimony. I remember one time I was in my prayer time and I was on my way about to walk to the gym. And but before I went to the gym, I was in prayer and the Holy Spirit told me that there would be a guy that he wanted me to minister to on the way to the gym. Okay. So I say, okay, Lord. Yeah. So I get myself together and I get ready to walk to the gym and I see one guy and I say, Holy Spirit, is that them? He goes, no. Okay. Keep walking. I see another guy and I'm ready. Holy Spirit says, no. So way off in the distance, I keep walking and I see this guy walking towards me. And the Holy Spirit said, that's him. Okay. So I walk towards him and I tell him, I said, listen, you don't know me. And I don't know you, but the Lord wants you to know that he has his hand upon your life and that he is drawing you to himself. And he told me to tell you he's been trying to get your attention for some time now, but you haven't been listening. So he sent me to tell you to pay attention to him and to give your life to him. Mm. The guy's eyes starts filling with tears, Jay. I kid you not. He said, my brother is a pastor. And he's been trying to get me to go to church. He's been trying to get me to do right. And I just been ignoring him.
Wow.
And he said, but I'm going to do right now. I'm going to listen this time.
Wow.
And prayed with him and went on about my way. But it's nothing. It's wonderful. Everybody listening. It is wonderful being led by the Holy Spirit because he will show you things, reveal to you things. Tell you a person you shouldn't be dating. Tell you a person you should be dating. He'll give you financial wisdom. He'll give you wisdom on how to dress for all the young ladies who are freshly saved and they want to know how to dress modestly and all of these things. The Holy Spirit will help you. But the key is you got to allow him to help you because he's a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on anybody.
Right.
He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you.
Yeah, that's powerful right there. That's powerful because you never know who.
Yeah.
Who we was at church earlier and you know, mom, she gave a word and she was just saying like, you got to do what God wants you to do because you don't know who's depending on you.
Yes,
to
sir.
Bring them out.
Yes.
And one thing's for certain, two things for sure. When you operate in your God-given gift, you're going to help somebody. We talked about it on the last episode. I said like operating in my space. people have literally told me and DM'd me that I've saved them from themselves. Like,
yeah,
save them from suicide or from whatever they was going through, breakups or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
You know, so you, this is very imperative. I tell people this all the time. It's very imperative that you do what it is that you was born to do, because yes, somebody needs to benefit from that.
Yes.
And what a shame it would be if you decided not to, and you was meant to be great, or you was meant to be a world changer.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's assigned to a certain percentage of the earth. Everybody, yeah, you ain't gonna touch every single person, you know, no, but God has assigned you to a specific few million to be like, all right, this is the way you're supposed to be going.
Yeah.
You know, so that's very powerful. And if, but had you not been in tune,
hey,
you wouldn't have known to do that.
Yes. Listen, you know? Listen. Yes. We are somebody's answered prayer.
Yeah.
And the Lord wants to use each and every one of us to touch. It's all about touching somebody's life.
Yeah.
It's all of where God is all about his people.
That's right.
Whatever you're doing, if it is not benefiting people, if you are not helping someone besides yourself, you must reconsider. Am I hurting people or am I helping people? That's a good determining factor.
Yeah.
And it is important for us to be in tune with the Lord, because we just don't know. I don't know if that man could have been on the way to eat his last sandwich and end his life. We don't know. We don't know where people's minds are. He could have been
bologna sandwich.
Lord have mercy.
Eat and go to sleep and go.
We don't know. We don't know.
You don't know. We don't know. That man was gonna eat and go on. But you saved him from that. That man was gonna have a last lunchable. That man had a half eaten lunchable in his refrigerator. He said, I'm gonna go home. I got one cracker. You know, they get the cracker and slice them. You get a little meat, a little circle meat. He had half a Butterfinger, and he said, "I'm finna eat this and die possibly. It's gonna be over with." But you saved him from that.
Well, I wouldn't say saved. I was obedient. I was obedient.
But you did. You could have saved him. You legit could have saved his life.
I could have kept walking, but you know what? The Holy Spirit would have ate me up.
Yeah,
and that's another thing we don't talk about: the conviction of the Lord. Because when you don't do what you're supposed to be doing, the Holy Spirit will convict you. The Lord said, whom I love, I chasten. God is a father. Let's not forget, he's a father. If you've ever had a good biological father in your life, I pray you have, then you would understand if you did something wrong in the natural, then your biological father, he coming. And he coming to get you real quick. How much more our Heavenly Father? How much more the Lord, when we do something we know we're not supposed to be doing? How much more will he not come and say, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's about being obedient. And then it's about, like you said, staying in tune to the Lord and just being a vessel, right? It's not about being all high and mighty and super deep. It's just about humbling yourself and asking the Lord, use me for this day. Who needs you this day? Who needs you today?
That's good.
I got my own agenda today. I'm on my way to the gym today. But the Lord knew it was somebody in between my house and the gym that needed to hear from him.
That's good. That's good. She's talking right, y'all. I told y'all, this is how we coming. I told y'all. Now, shout out to everybody in the comments on YouTube that actually watched the video, watched it in its entirety, because a lot of y'all, we appreciate y'all. I want to tell y'all to hit that subscribe button, like, and keep commenting, because we appreciate y'all. We're going to always try to comment to every single one of them, because we just enjoy that feedback and that back and forth.
Yeah.
Last segment.
Yeah.
Rapid fire. My sister, she going to ask me some questions, and I got to answer them honestly as possible. So we're going to see what she got for me. You ready?
I got one question for you, Jay.
She got one for me, then we're going to be
out. I only got one for you.
Rapid fire. What's the question?
You a pastor, deacon something in the church. Your wife's sitting on the front row, and another lady walks up and slaps your wife.
Mm.
What you doing, Jay? What would you do?
You know what? So I'm a pastor, deacon, whoever.
You no, let's say I'm a church.
Pastor. I'm sitting up there.
Let's go. I'll put you the pastor. You preaching.
Okay,
I didn't say he was preaching. I just said you the pastor. But you can be preaching in this scenario. And a random woman. You don't know this woman. Your wife don't know this woman. It ain't like that. She walks Lord up Jesus. And slaps your wife. What you doing, Jay?
You said she walks up or somebody walks up?
No, this random lady walks up and slaps your wife. Do you know this happened in real life? So I ain't going to say whose wife it was and who did what.
Who this got slapped in real life? Situation. Oh, this actually happened.
This actually happened. I ain't want to get too deep into the story, but this actually happened. A pastor was in church, and it was a lady in the church that did not like his wife. And his wife was sitting there praising the Lord, minding her business. And the woman walks up and slaps her.
Taste knocked out of her mouth.
In service.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know what I would do? Honestly, this might be a little boring, but I wouldn't do nothing because I don't hit women. I don't believe in hitting women.
No. Okay.
I don't do that. I was raised differently. So if my wife got slapped, you just got slapped.
Oh no.
Yeah. I'm talking about, and she a little light skinned, so it's probably gonna be a handprint.
Jay.
Yeah. She just got slapped.
Oh,
now,
that's it?
Now I'ma have to see. Now, if I'm a pastor,
it gotta be
some women in this church. Yeah. It got to be some women in this church. So I'm directing somebody. Get her. Like, it's one of them. Like, I really wouldn't. What you want me to do? Say,
what would you do in that moment? What would you do? I mean, you could. There'd be nothing you could do, especially if you're preaching. And you
walk. I would be in shock. Like, that lady just came up and slapped you. What happened? That's probably my first question. I'll probably say something dumb, like, what happened? And then she would probably be like, it don't matter what happened. Somebody just slapped me. Like, that's enough. Like, it don't matter what happened.
But this happened in real life, Jay.
If it was a man, I got it on me.
Oh, no.
Especially if you're an outsider. Yeah, you're gonna have some lead up in you.
Oh, no.
I'm the pastor. You're going to have something in you.
Why you keep turning your head like that?
Because... Ain't no way, no man. That's how you should have phrased that question. But you said woman, I wouldn't do
that. No, it was a woman. No, this actually happened. She's
gonna fight back. I know that for a fact. She's gonna fight back. It's gonna be, I'm gonna have to be pulling her off of her.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be some fighting going on. But believe that.
For sure.
Two black women at that? Oh yeah, it's gonna be a cat fight.
Yeah.
So really, I'm gonna be playing middle. I'm gonna be playing like police. I'm trying to get.
Referee.
I'm trying to separate referee. I'm trying to separate this thing. But if it's another man. Yeah, you going to glory.
Oh, no.
You going to glory. Ain't no... No, because I can't... You know what? You want to know why?
Why?
Because I can't risk me fighting you and I lose.
Oh, is that what
because
it's about?
Because if I go to swing and I miss... If I go to swing and I miss...
Yeah.
And you hit me with something, I can't show my face in that church no more. I cannot. Let me tell you something, y'all. If you a man, right?
Jane hates swinging and missing.
If you what it say on that movie Enough, it takes twice as much energy to swing and miss than to swing and hit. When you swinging and you connecting something, you got all the energy. But if you swing and miss and they hit you, it's over with. And I gotta say this to all the men. Look, if you at the grocery store and you with your woman and you get into a fight with another man, you gotta win. Because if you lose that fight, you can't lose no fight in front of your girl. You gotta almost beat him half to death. I don't care if he knock you out, you on the floor. You better get up, hit him in the back, and you better do something. Because your wife your girlfriend ain't never gonna look at you the same. You better be throwing canned goods, the cash register, everything to make so sure that you win that fight. Am I lying though?
You ain't lying, Jay. You telling the truth.
Yeah.
You telling the truth.
So we about to end this thing, y'all. You got any closing remarks? What you want to say to the people? You got anything?
We appreciate. I love to see your comments and your feedback. Yeah. And questions like what questions do you have for us? Do you agree with the take that J18 had about his wife? Would you hop off the pulpit and fight? I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a poll so that if you are listening to the podcast on Spotify, you'll be able to go in and do the poll, and you can tell us what you think, and then we'll answer it in the next podcast. We'll do it. We'll do it that way. Also, let us know in the comment section on YouTube under the video, what would y'all do in that situation if you were a pastor, somebody come up and slap your wife, man or woman?
Oh, my goodness.
Ladies, let us know what you think. Fellas, you already know what it is. And we're going to rock with it like that. Y'all watching and listening to Lounge Talk with J18. We'll see y'all in a minute.
Peace.